Hey there, future proofers. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like you have all these dreams and goals but fear is holding you back from going after them? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But guess what? Today we're diving headfirst into the land of courage and taking risks because let's face it, life's too short to play it safe. Now, before you go thinking this is some cheesy motivational speech, let me tell you, I'm not saying you need to jump out of a plane or quit your job tomorrow. This is about identifying those little fears that creep into our minds and whispering, "Don't do it." We're talking about the fear of failure, the fear of judgment, the fear of the unknown. Those things that keep us from trying new things, pursuing our passions, and ultimately living a life we truly love. But here's the thing, overcoming fear is like leveling up in your own personal game of life. It's not about becoming fearless, because let's be real, who wants to live without any excitement? It's about learning to manage those fears, acknowledge them, and then deciding that they're not going to control your choices. So, here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to remember as we conquer fear together. First, understand that fear is a natural human emotion. We're wired to feel fear because it keeps us safe. But sometimes, that fight or flight response kicks in when there's no real danger. It's like our brains are stuck in the Stone Age, freaking out over something as harmless as public speaking. So, don't beat yourself up for feeling fear, just acknowledge it and move on. Second, challenge your negative thoughts, those inner voices that tell you can't do it, or you're going to fail. They're often based on past experiences or limiting beliefs. Learn to recognize these thoughts and ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? By questioning those negative narratives, you start to gain control over your mindset. Third, take small steps outside your comfort zone. Don't try to conquer your biggest fear all at once. Start with something small, like talking to a new person or trying a new activity. Each time you push yourself a little bit, you build confidence and resilience. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't run 26 miles on your first day, right? Fourth, celebrate your successes, big and small. Every time you overcome a fear, no matter how tiny it seems, give yourself a pat on the back. This reinforces positive behavior and motivates you to keep going. Remember, progress is always better than perfection. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people. They can offer encouragement, advice, and accountability when you need it most. Building a strong network of friends and mentors who believe in you is invaluable. Picture this, you've been wanting to start your own business for ages, but the fear of failure has kept you paralyzed. You know that there's a market for what you offer, and you have the skills and passion to succeed. But the thought of putting yourself out there makes you nervous. You think about all the what ifs, what if it doesn't work? What if people don't like it? What if I fail miserably? Sound familiar? But here's the thing, every successful entrepreneur has faced those same fears. Think about Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Oprah Winfrey. They all took risks, faced their share of setbacks, and learned from their failures. They didn't let fear dictate their lives. They chose to push forward and make their dreams a reality. You can do the same. Start by breaking down your big goal into smaller, more manageable steps. Create a business plan, network with other entrepreneurs, take a course to develop your skills, whatever feels right for you. Remember, every step you take is progress, and even if things don't go exactly as planned, you'll learn valuable lessons along the way. So, let me recap. Overcoming fear isn't about becoming fearless. It's about learning to manage those fears, acknowledge them, and then choosing to move forward anyway. It's about challenging your negative thoughts, taking small steps outside your comfort zone, celebrating your successes, and surrounding yourself with supportive people. This journey is all about you, about unlocking your potential, and creating a life that you're truly passionate about. And remember, I believe in you. Now, go out there and take that risk. You got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts, stories, and any risks you're taking on social media. Let's build each other up. Until next time, keep building your future-proof life.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.